Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Singumngani, singumsizi, wansuku zonke. Hey, mndeni wethu waseKapa, ngicela nisifuniseni bakithi umfundisi Bangani. Ngiyabona omunye naye uthumele iWhatsApp lana uthi hey bahle, iqiniso umfundisi Bangani hle. Uthi we miss you umfundisi Bangani, we miss your voice. Uthi uyingxenye yalomndeni. So uma usondalane naye or uyamazi unenumber yakhe yocingo, sicela ukuthi nje usiconnecte naye or usazise ukuthi kwenzakalani. Yeah, singumdeni nje and uma omunye engekho kulomdeni yebo uyazi nje akube mnandi. So mfundisi Bangani, please 1446 sokwamanje ke siyalapha ku mfundisi uMondli Dlamini ezosithulela imotivation. Mfundisi wami sawubona.
Asibingelele kuwena sisibahle nomndeni wonke weRadio Pulpit ekameli kaJesu.
Amen, amen. Hey, namhlanje izindaba esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje, ay ngiyayithanda mfundisi, personal branding.
Amen.
Personal branding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Ayivale ngalongxenye namhlanje inyanga iphela sisi.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I said intolerance sisi. Kunendaba ye personal branding, I think in most cases we tend to invest a lot in other things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Forget about ourselves.
Yeah, but
So bowfunda incwadi Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1. Uthi a good name is better than precious perfume.
Yeah.
Any translation is uthi a good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. Akushuthi over and above what is written on paper as your name. What gives it currency or value is the reputation, is the who's behind the name.
Yeah.
So when you continue to read in Proverbs 22, verse 1, upon, the Bible says, if you have to choose between a good reputation and great wealth, choose a good reputation. Now, it talks about the priority of our choices now, opportunity. Our branding, our personality needs to come first. And Londo Awuzalwa nayo, you consciously decide to invest in your brand, to invest in the name. More from the Ingwati, Genesis 32, ufunda verse 26 to 29. UJacob uhlangana noNkulunkulu. Then they rest with God. Basically, namazo ashore uJacob athi, I will not let you go until you bless me. Then uNkulunkulu alaye directly in the issue of blessing.
Yeah.
The ice now Jacob. But who address her in the way gama uthi, what is your name? What is your name?
Mm.
After God has changed the name from Jacob to Israel, it's only then he blessed him. So now if we have to choose between a good reputation, a good name, and a wealth, the scripture is clear that we should always go for a good reputation. Because into a siyona sustain what we have. Who we are, sustain what we have. I don't know the umzekeliso nje. Ezinye izinto asilethwa ukuthi siyazifuna or we pursue them or we go after them or we love them. We can do all those things, but still and only afford to only get to know that we can't afford them until we address who we are. So as letho ukuthi siyazifuna, as letho ukuthi siyathanda, but the letho into esiyiyo. Who you are attracts certain things towards you. Your branding attracts certain standard of things towards you. Sometimes you just need to fix yourself first before you go out and pursue what you are looking for. Let me just make a simple example. Someone might say, okay, I need a good wife, I need a good husband, but I don't seem to have to get the right choices or whatever. The person, the question is, what about you? Who are you? Because land or yield. He attracts into a fan an hour. Like attracts like. So today, all I'm saying to the Radio Pulpit family, let's prioritize this issue of investing in the name. You know, Guti, Sisibahle, singasho into a fan an hour. singasho into efanayo but get different results. Because amandla asegameni, amandla asegameni. We can say the exact the same thing but get different outcomes. The power and the currency is in the value, is in the value of the name.
Yeah.
So we need to be intentional about these things. Sometimes we just need to build the brand, to build that reputation, to build the character. And once the character is built, as near as it is, I feel like saying, all these things shall be added unto you. That we desire them, that we covet them. But until we fix who we are, we cannot manage to reach out of those things. Because even if we reach unto them, we won't be able to sustain them. Let me just give you another classical example here. Let's take someone who just wins the lottery, but does not have a good relationship with money. So that money is as good as nothing because it won't be sustainable. Because the relationship you have with the money is equal right. So ultimately, as far as the relationship yakhe umuntu nemali, then bese ufika imali. But imali may fika in relationship in echo right. The blessing, the money will be the cause of suicide. People to suicide out. Umuntu athole a blessing, athole ingcebo, igama lingekho kahle. Because who we are, who you are. Lend oyio. It determines the sustainability of things in your life. You know, what a man that has a meaning, and a man that because it comes this back, it outlives your name. It's what creates your legacy.
Yeah.
So somebody can die today. Somebody can die today, but 3 years down the line, we still continue to talk about that person. As the kulumi ke gama elithi black and white, but sikhuluma ngezenzo zakhe, sikhuluma ngecharacter. Yona ayinwabeki. It doesn't get buried. It refuses to be buried.
Yeah.
So ubuye emangcwabeni ube ukhuluma naye, ubuya naye character yomuntu into akade eyiyona. So if you have to choose between a good reputation and great wealth, put a good reputation first. Some of us, and actually all of us, we need to work this reputation until we get to a point where the reputation is working for us. Kukhona abantu ababizwa ngama brand ambassadors. Akusho akumane kuthathwe nje unomobani oy brand ambassador. So sometimes omunye uqala engalakiwe as to continue to work the name out. Just like the scripture says, work out your own salvation. I'm saying to the Red Hood family, let's work out on our brand. Let's work out on our brand. If Igama Eliti Monthly is mentioned, what is the first thing that comes to people's mind? What do people think about me? Do they get a feeling of joy or they get a feeling of pain or intimidation because of the things that I've done? So it's what builds our reputation and it's what destroys our reputation. So let's be intentional about this precious investment. Do you know what it is, but the greatest asset that we have is your brand.
Yeah.
It's who you are.
Yeah.
Because you can't achieve anything in the absence of yourself.
Yes.
The fact that I'm going to get now, your name outlives your number of days on earth. Uthi Davide maya endlini kaSawule uthi ukhona yena osele endlini kaSawule na ukuze ngimenzele umusa ngenxa kaJonathan, yabona? Okusho ukuthi kunama withdrawals manje enziwa isitatimente kaJonathan iwenza egameni likaJonathan.
Wow.
So our families should get to a point whereby they are able to make some demands, do some withdrawals, with reputation as in doing essences. So the greatest asset we have is ourselves. So let's make sure that you invest in that name. I'm an investor, you know, but I'm a banker. Sometimes I talk a bank language. So I'm an investor. Actually, the greatest investment you can ever make is investment in yourself.
Wow.
It's investment in yourself because you don't pay tax on it and you don't get out in the morning and all your investment is gone. So you deserve the best. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give the best that you don't have. You give the best because you have the best. But it means now you must first have the best before you can be generous to others in giving the best. So this thing of personal branding, I guess it's very serious. And it's interesting. We're intentional about you. Uthi uJohn Maxwell, if your life would be summarized in one sentence, what would that sentence be? These things, we think about it in advance, consciously and intentionally, and we begin to take radical steps, decisive steps, which will help us to build our reputation. Ngoba le nto oyibhilda uzophila ngayo, ama-ambassadors aphila ngegama lawo. Khona umuntu uhamba othenga i-brand ethize, impahla ethize, e-store, eyithanda, akhokhe thousands and thousands of money. Ukhona okhokhelwa ukuyigqoka. Okhokhelwa ukuthi uyayigqoka ngoba uyena oyinikeza i-value. When you build your reputation, you build your brand, you give value to things, whatever you touch, you add value. Bese bekhona abakhokhayo, bekhokhela ukugqoka le nto egqokwe ulo oyigqokisiwe ekhokheliwe as a brand ambassador. Ngoba lo oyi-brand ambassador uyena oyinikeza i-value. Kanti abanye baderive i-value ngokugqoka le nto, yabona? So let us be intentional as the Red Hood family today. That's my challenge out there, which is let us be intentional about building our own brand. And more importantly, a brand, you will get to a point whereby you get paid to be who you are, just who you are. For example, so if we don't invest in our brands, we don't invest in our reputation, I'm telling you about it, we're always gonna pay the end user price all the time. That is my message to the family this afternoon as we wrap up Lenyanga. It was a great pleasure to be around this family and sharing these messages with the Red Purpose family. I'm so blessed.
Yo, hayi mfundisi yazi boshaya ngamatshe kulenyanga kodwa hayi la alimazayo, amatshe akhayo. Wow. Siyabonga kakhulu. Invest in your name. Fix who you are, which is your character, your reputation. Yebo. Yo, hayi mfundisi.
Because that does die. It outlives your name. It outlives your name. It will live beyond your number of days on earth.
Yo, you give the best, ngoba you have the best.
You have the best.
Yeah, it's under that line.
You don't give what you don't have.
Exactly, mfundisi. Mam Teresa Sithole uthi yo personal branding uthi siyabonga kakhulu nge motivation kumfundisi uMondli Dlamini. Yo, siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi wami, uyazi sifundile nje okukhulu kulama motivation obusithulela wona kulenyanga yonke le February. Labo ke mhlawumbe abathanda ukuthi bangaxhumana nawe, utholakala kuphi?
Simple, I'm not complicated. I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Yes, Mondi Dlamini. That's my whole page. And then my number is 079-529-1792. That is my number.
Siyabonga mfundisi wami, until sizohlangana futhi akusho ukuthi ke uma sigcina namhlanje kusho ukuthi angeke sisaba nawe.
I'm part of the family, I belong here.
Yes, certainly. Sibongile mfundisi, ube nje ne Sunday enhle, until we meet again. Uyazi ngicela ukuphelezelela la ngonathi Mankai. Uthi ithemba, uthi ithemba mfundisi, umculo nje lo engiwudedicatela kuwena kulolu suku. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, sister. God bless you and the whole family. Amen.
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 From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. Or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.